Welcome to Tordi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Vav, Chapter 6. In Perek Hey, our last chapter, Yecheskel is told to perform a harsh symbolic action, a maaseh simli, shave his head and his beard, divide the hair into three parts, and then treat each hair as one segment of the Jews of Israel will be treated during the Chorban. Perek Vav is the continuation of this message of the destruction of the Chorban, and it will also focus on the fallout, what will happen the day after when the smoke clears. Yecheskel begins this section of Nevoah with an address to the land itself, to the mountains, to the valleys, to the sky, and the land. Yecheskel, as we've mentioned a couple of times already, does not speak to the people themselves, not at least not yet. That's not his mission. He is a testifier. He is the one who writes the article about the upcoming terrible event that will befall his generation if they don't change. The article that people will probably ignore. The news that just doesn't fit into the people's conception of what their world looks like. And therefore, it can't possibly be true. Yecheskel continues that model in this parak by addressing the land, not the people. Right now, Yecheskel does not have a partner who will engage with him. The hope is always that his words that he says will remain a testimony to what could have been and be the building blocks from which they can rebuild. Hashem begins his instructions to Yecheskel. I'm reading now from Pasuk Gimel. Va'amarta, you should say, Hare Yisrael, Shem'u Devar Hashem Elokim, mountains, listen to the words of Hashem. Komar Hashem Elokim, Laharim, V'lagvaot, La'afikim, La'geot. This is what Hashem says to the mountains, to the hills, to the flash floods, the water that streams through, and to the valleys. Hinini ani mevi aleichem cherev bivadati bamotechem. I am going to bring a sword to you, and I am going to destroy your bamot, your high places. This language of speaking to the mountains evokes two other crucial passages in Tanakh. One is the opening of Sefer Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu says in Perek Aleph Pasuk Bet, chapter 1, verse 2, Shem'u shamayim v'azini aretz k'ashim diber. Listen, sky, and listen to me. Pay attention, earth. Hashem is speaking. Banim gidalti v'ramamti v'hem pashuvi. I raised children, and they rebelled against me. And that pasuk from Yeshayahu is, of course, referencing the opening of a different famous episode in Tanakh, and that is the opening of Parshat Ha'azinu, where Moshe says in Sefer Tzvarim, Ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adibira tishma ha'art imri pri. Listen to my words, sky. Listen as I speak. Listen, land, to the words that come out of my mouth. Yeshayahu, and then after him, Yecheskel, uses Parshat Ha'azinu as a template, as their model for discussing the destruction and the aftermath. It is in Parshat Ha'azinu that Moshe lays out the formula of how to live in the land of Israel. Similar to Parshat B'chukotai that we mentioned in our last podcast, the brit that Hashem makes, the covenant that Hashem makes with Bnei Israel, that's broken and then therefore has to pay its due. Ha'azinu also explains that in the land of Israel, Bnei Israel will have a responsibility to follow Hashem. If they do, they will live securely in the land. If not, then Hashem will hide his face from them and exile them from their homeland. Yecheskel tells the mountains that these altars to idolatry, these bamot that stood on their peaks and on their high places, and also those that stood in the valley they are going to be destroyed. The idols will be smashed, and all of the people who worship them will be killed, their bones scattered before the broken idols. Yecheskel ends this desolate picture with his recurring phrase. I'm reading from Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. V'nafal chalal b'tochachem, the people that are killed will fall in your midst. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. Now, instead of leaving the picture here with just these dead bodies lying alongside the broken idols, as he did in the last parak, here, Yecheskel focuses on something else. The ones who actually escape, the ones he calls the palit. If you remember from last parak, after Yecheskel divides the hair into three parts, he does take a small part of the hair and ties it in his cloak, which we spoke about in the last parak, v'lakachna misham ma'atam ispar, take a little bit of the hair, v'tzarta otam v'knafecha, and put it in the knaf. We talked about the corners of your cloak. These people who escape death at the Chorban will not have it easy. They'll be taken captive. They'll be scattered among the nation. They do, however, have a very important job, and one that will allow Yecheskel to fulfill his mission. In verse 9, Hashem says to Yechezkel, "V'zachru palitechem oti bagoyim asher nishpu'u sham, asher nishpati et livam hazoneh asher sar me'alai, v'teinehem hazonot acharei gilulehem v'naktu b'fnehem et hara'ot asher asu l'chol te'avotehem." Those who escaped, this palit, they're going to now go into the nations. And remember, there are Jews there. There are Jews. That's Yechezkel's community that's already in the exile. And they're going to be taken captive there. And they are going to talk about what happened. They're going to speak about the evils that they committed. They're going to talk about what happened before their eyes and what was Hashem's retribution. Pasuk Yud, V'yed'u ki ani Hashem. They will know that I am Hashem. Lo el chinam dibarti la'asot lahem hara'ah hazot. I did not say that I will do this evil in vain. Meaning, there aren't going to be so many people who escape. There won't be so much of this category of hair, this palit. But they are going to be the ones who are going to help rebuild, because they are going to be the ones who know and experience what happened, so they can testify this is actually what happened, but most importantly, why. They will have been witness to the punishment, but they will also witness the sin. They will know why the punishment came. It is their testimony after the Chorban that will lead to V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, that you will know that I am God, the phrase that is the mission statement of this book. We understand now that this idea of you will know Hashem will come about in two ways. Number one, Yechezkel, that is his role. He wrote the article before the terrible thing happened. He will warn that this is coming if things don't change, and they'll know that things did not change. And now, number two, the survivors, these captives, who will come to Babel, and they will testify that Yechezkel was right, that it did happen, that they deserved their punishment, that they were warned. These pleitim, these people, these captives, went through the trauma of the Chorban. They suffered tremendously, and they lost everything that they had, but they did survive. And now they have a real role. They will be partners with the prophet. They will survive, and they will testify. They will be the final piece in the fulfillment of Yechezkel's mission. They are the catalyst for the recognition of Hashem. At this point in the parak, Hashem shifts his gaze from these pleitim, from these captives, these escapees, and commands Yechezkel now to mourn for those who will be lost. Ko amar Hashem, hakei v'kapecha, v'raka v'raglecha. So says Hashem in verse 11, clap your hands, meaning bang your hands together, and stamp your feet. V'amar, ach, El kol atoivot ra'ot b'Yisrael, asher b'cheref bara u'badeva ripolu, and say, alas, how could this have happened? How sad. Look what happened because of all the evil that the house of Israel did, that they had to fall by the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. Clapping and stamping that Yechezkel is told to do in this pasuk are acts of mourning. We know that Yechezkel always represents either Hashem or B'nai Israel. He is a walking manifestation of his nevuah. And now he is told not to enact Hashem's rage, but Hashem's sadness. We spoke in the last parak about a parent punishing a child. If the parent keeps warning and never punishes, the child learns actually not to trust the parent and not to trust the parent's rules. And therefore, the parent at some point does have to punish. But the act of punishment itself is horrible. The parent wishes nothing more than to stop, but also knows that it must happen. As Yechezkel describes the people who will die in the mountains and the valleys, and the captives that will escape death and testify about the evil that has befallen the people and the evil that they did, Hashem tells him to mourn that it had to come to this. And this is the mourning that Hashem is doing. This eulogy is a heartfelt end to this complex parak. The punishment will come. There isn't any other way. The people will testify and understand that it was deserved. B'nai Israel, who are in exile, will know that Hashem kept his word, the word that he warned in Parshat B'chukotai and in Parshat Hazinu. The people deserved what they got. The society that was terrible will not survive. The people will understand, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem, I am the one who keeps my word. But it did not have to happen like this. The kina is on the death that didn't have to be. The cries are about how painful it is for Hashem to punish his children. They could have come to knowledge of Hashem in a different and better way, one in which they just recognize Hashem and follow in his ways. Yechezkel is still working on that. He's still hoping that what I say right now does not have to be, but it's not his job to change. Yirmiyahu, on the other hand, is still hoping that Yedatem ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem, will come about not through the destruction that Yechezkel is saying will happen. Again, that's not Yechezkel's job. For Yechezkel's purposes, that door is closed. And he ends his parak in mourning that this is how it's playing out. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nichmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no ends.